So when you travel to those cultures, are the repertoire, like, is it related to where you're traveling to, or do you worry about, like, the cultural implication of singing one of their songs, or...
So we, out of respect for them, we try to learn. We tend to see that they get really excited when we know a song in their language, that we've taken the time to, like, learn the piece, get the pronunciation right. It's always something that it really impresses them. One thing that we also always do is, which we're going to need to start doing this for the trip, the tour this summer, but one thing that we always do is, like, we learn the national anthem. And it's, like, something that can be easily overlooked, but in other countries, they often sing the national anthem often, so it's really special if we know it, and then they notice that we took the take the time to learn that country's national anthem.
It's respectful.
Yeah, so for South Africa, which was 2 years ago, the South African national anthem is in four languages.
What? Really?
Yeah. I think it's English, Zulu, Xhosa, and Afrikaans.
Okay.
And,
did you have to learn all four?
Yeah, we learned the whole piece.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's good, and it's always good, and it teaches our singers to value and respect the culture of the place that we're going. Mm-hmm. If they work really, really hard at a piece like that and then see the reaction when we sing it, it's really great for them because then they can understand, like, oh, this is important.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do that a lot. So when we go on tour, this tour, I'm maybe mistaken, but I think we have about 40 songs in our repertoire for this tour, which only means that we won't have to sing the same songs every night. Yeah, okay.
So you'll switch it up
Switch it up a lot.
Oh,
So
40 songs, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crunch time right now, so they're feeling it, but it's good.
And do they have to memorize the pieces?
Yeah, all the pieces are memorized.
Oh my goodness. I don't think I've done more than, like, 8 at a time.
Yeah.
That's insane, wow.
Yeah. And we try to, like, I don't have it on hand right now, but we have, like, a list of, like, the repertoire for the year, and it's categorized by kind of, like, genre. So we have, American spirituals, Jamaican folk songs, South African music, Japanese and, like, there's several other categories, like classical, and we try to keep our repertoire really diverse because that really brings something different to the table when it comes to choral music.
Totally.
And so a lot of it is also body percussion. So on Saturdays, our director Kamani Lumsden, he comes in and he does a lot of the body percussion, the stuff that has to go with those pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you find that most of your pieces are a cappella, or do some of them
I would say half and half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were to perform, like, in a different country, do you have to ensure that there's a piano there that you can use?
We have enough repertoire, a cappella and drums, or, like, you know, shakers or stuff, that we could perform without a piano. But we are taking an accompanist this year. We didn't to South Africa. But South African music is known to be a cappella.
Right.
So we didn't have a problem with that because most of our repertoire, I think Jane planned on, like, we're not having a piano, so we're going to have most of our pieces be a cappella.
Right. Kind of shifting gears, what do you think is, like, the main demographic of the children who are in this program?
Like, racially, economically?
Both, I guess. Do you find that a lot of them are, like, disadvantaged at all?
We have, like, exact statistics that mm-hmm. I could give you, but I don't have it off the top of my head.
Because you mentioned earlier the scholarships.
Yeah.
I assume that that's, like, a big thing that you have to account for.
Yeah. Our... Our kids are very economically and racially diverse, and a lot of the thing is, it ranges, like, to the extremes.
Okay.
Literally. So, we have people who really are very, very low income, and people mm-hmm. that are extremely high income. Like, they don't even need this mm-hmm. program because they have music programs in their schools and a million other... opportunities and extracurriculars and stuff, mm-hmm. but they are drawn to the organization anyways because of its musical excellence and because of being able to be in a group with different people. Mm-hmm. So everyone realizes the value of having everyone in the group together.
So nice.
So it is, like, it's pretty radical, I would say, mm-hmm. to have, like, I mean, we've had... In the past, we've had the Menino's granddaughter. Mayor Menino's granddaughter was, like, in a choir.
The mayor of Boston?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's, like, it really just, like, ranges.
Oh, my goodness.